I haven't even met one or two of them until tonight, even though I've seen pictures in these newsletters forever as we were studying them. But anyway, now we're going to hear about some of those programs that these folks led, the roundtable, over the 25 years. And, oh my God! General Ewell! A good friend of the roundtable!
Sorry for the interruption, corruption, folks, but it's nice to be back.
How's your leg doing?
As you know, we've had a great victory recently at Chancellorsville. Not that I had anything to do with it.
But she'll take credit.
I'm on my way to Northport, and the general commanding asked me to make a small detour tonight and stop by here, and he wishes to express his gratitude and thanks to all of you for the 25 years you've done such a wonderful job of keeping our history alive.
Hold on. General Caldwell, and the 1st Division, 2nd Corps, my general also has noticed your good work, tasked me with coming here tonight and giving you his compliments and his commendations for keeping our struggle alive and for all the great civic activities you provided during the same time period. May it go on forever.
Excellent. Now, before you leave, could one of you tell us where you guys are headed?
I told you a little bit before you walked in, but I'm not saying any more.
General Caldwell?
That's really too bad, because we're on the hunt.
I should say, General, and if we see each other again, it'll be in your neighborhood.
Well, in that case, I think I better get back to my command. My commanding general will want to know that I have at least seen the enemy. I hope you continue your good work. Congratulations for all the other years. I do.
Thank you, General.
Thank you, General.
Really appreciate it. May God speed both of you. And history take care of you.
Okay. Little surprise. We didn't even know that was going to happen. Now, I'd like to thank Chris, obviously, from Lee's Lieutenants, and Patrick Union, for Union AOP, if you will, Union 2nd Corps. 28th Massachusetts. Woo-hoo. So anyway, thank you guys. Okay, it is now time to move on to the President's panel. And I have a great deal of pride in announcing and thanking everybody for attending this evening. I think you all know this fellow here. What do you say, 6.5 years? I think a few folks march toward a bit. He served from 2010, continuing at this point. Nancy Anwell, 2009. Keith Young, 2003. Dan Patterson, 98 through 99. John Mackinow, just about every other year you can think of. I mean, he was 97, 98, 01, 02, 04 to 08. John? Jerry Eckerberger was a very happy to see tonight come. He was 95, 96. Wow.
Scott Patchen. We all know Scott. 95 and 99 through 2000. Thank you, Scott. And Bill Miller, I take. That is Kevin around?
Thank you.
Okay.
Founder of Rogers.
Okay. And last but not least, this is great. I mean, we worked hard for this. Our founder is here tonight, Bill Miller, on the very end. Over the past 25 years, the organization's been led by 11 presidents, 8 of which are here tonight. Besides Kevin, who I guess could not make it tonight, 2 or others are missing. Dr. Armando Mancini, who is our second president, and Martha Henley, who is our 6th. Since tonight is all about our history, I'd just like to make a couple comments about them, so you get a feel for who they were and what they did and everything. Dr. Mancini, again, was our second president. He was a strong supporter of Adopt a Highway and cleanup days at the Manassas National Battlefield. And he was also an early orchestrator of our infamous and well-known field trips, which we call tours. He was also a steady proponent of congressional bills to protect battlefields and helped the initial work to defer development near Bristow Station. He passed away in November 2007. However, his spirit's with us tonight because his son, Larry, is sitting in the back and attending on his father's behalf. Larry, thank you. I mentioned Martha. She helped formalize many of the roundtable's infrastructure and processes and drew attention to several highway and road projects near Manassas National Battlefield during tenure from 96 through 97. After she left the roundtable, she became very involved in politics and in planning in Prince William County and remained a very good contact for the roundtable. So anyway. Now, we'd like to turn our attention to the folks that have attended tonight so graciously. And they will each give us a 3 to 5 minute recollection of their tenure, what they remember, some fond stories, whatever. And we'll just go down the line. I'll start with you, Bill.
Is this through court?